KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 18 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Charges of election misconduct have been dismissed against three Council Bluffs residents, although they could be refiled later. Canadians Albert Harte Maxwell and his wife Linda, along with Maria Ayon Fernandez, a citizen of Mexico, were charged in September. All three are living in the U.S. legally, but prosecutors say they are registered to vote, or they registered to vote without being U.S. citizens. The prosecutors say a key witness, the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation agent looking into the cases, has been called to active military duty. County Attorney Matt Wilbur said the charges could be refiled at a later date. The three were the first of eight people charged under an investigation pushed by Secretary of State Matt Schultz. He's made fighting election fraud his key issue and was granted $280,000 to investigate voter fraud. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Authorities in Harrison County said yesterday one person was arrested and another sent to the hospital following an altercation that occurred early Sunday morning in Dunlap. According to Dunlap Police Officer Darren Klein, two men were arguing outside of a tavern at around 1:50 a.m. Sunday when 49-year-old Perry Staley of Dunlap allegedly pulled a knife and stabbed an unidentified victim in the neck. The victim was transported to the Crawford County Hospital in Denison. There's no report on his condition. Staley was arrested for aggravated assault and transported to the Harrison County Jail. Authorities in Fremont County report the arrest last week of a Nebraska man on drug charges. 33-year-old Derek Edward Traub of Stella, Nebraska, was arrested March 19th on possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts charges, along with a charge of failure to affix a drug tax stamp and no valid ID. That same day, 22-year-old Andrew Ryan Lemrick of Hamburg was arrested for allegedly violating his probation associated with a charge of criminal mischief in the third degree. And on March 21st, 38-year-old Azure Lee Miller of Sydney was arrested for driving under suspension in Fremont County and on a Red Oak Police Department warrant for a parking violation related to a snow emergency. Fremont County Sheriff's Office said also that one person was injured during an accident last week near Shenandoah. Elijah Newkirk of Red Oak was transported to the Shenandoah Hospital after the SUV he was driving went out of control and left Highway 59 south of Shenandoah before hitting a tree. The accident happened March 19th as Newkirk was traveling southbound. U.S. Democratic Senator Tom Harkin on Friday announced that three Council of Governments in Iowa had received a total of $166,500 from the U.S. Department of Commerce's Economic Development Administration to provide continued support for their economic development planning within the regions. The Region 12 Council of Governments received $54,900 to serve the counties of Audubon, Carroll, and Crawford, as well as Greene, Guthrie, and Sac. Two other Council of Governments include the Mid-America Development Association and the Southern Iowa Council of Governments, which serves Adair and other counties, were awarded funds as well. Harkin is a senior member of the Appropriations Committee that funds the incentives. He said he hopes those funds will help the Council of Governments continue their economic development efforts and give a boost to their communities. Candidates to operate a land-based casino in Sioux City have been getting ready for visits by the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. The Sioux City Journal says the five-member commission is scheduled to tour Sioux City sites today. A land-based casino will replace the Argosy Riverboat Casino. The developers are seeking a state license to develop a new casino. Among them is Penn National, which run the Argosy. The others are developers behind the proposed Hard Rock Hotel and Casino and the Warrior Casino and Hotel. Well, Congressman Steve King has paid for a new public opinion polls in Iowa to test his chances in a statewide race for the U.S. Senate. But King says he hasn't analyzed the data just yet.
If you live in this state for as long as I have and travel the state as much as I have, it's hard to be surprised by the polling. So I'll say that.
King says he won't make the decision solely based on what the poll says, however.
And I have thrown a bid into the trash, even though the numbers all look good, because my guts told me this isn't right. And then there's the other component of that, which is the heart. And anybody that's looking at a U.S. Senate race better be thinking that they have enough heart to race through the next 19 months or so full speed.
King has publicly said he was thinking about running for governor or for the U.S. Senate in the past, but has always opted to stay in the U.S. House. He acknowledges his political brand could be damaged if he again decides not to seek a higher office.
It's hard to measure political capital. It comes and goes over a lot of things. Could be issues, current events, could be speculation. And so there's a possibility that that's the case. It's not much of a consideration, but it's a possibility. I wouldn't deny it.
Democratic Senator Tom Harkin announced in late January that he would not seek re-election in 2014. King says there won't be a better chance for him to run for the U.S. Senate than in 2014.
I never wanted to be the guy who looked back and said, woulda, coulda, shoulda, either. So that's part of the consideration as well. This is by far the most positive kind of an opportunity for a Senate seat that I'm likely to ever see, or was likely to ever see.
King, who is 63 years old, has served in the U.S. House since January of 2003. Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley announced in early February that he will run for the U.S. Senate. Iowans have selected 10 restaurants across the state that are in running for the title of Iowa's Best Burger. The annual contest is sponsored by the Iowa Cattlemen's Association and the Iowa Beef Industry Council. Cattlemen's Association spokesperson Dal Grooms said the 10 finalists gathered in the most nominations between February 15th and March 18th.
The top 10 restaurants are 61 Chop House Grill in Minneapolis, the Ankeny Diner in Ankeny, B&B Grocery Meat and Deli in Des Moines, Elms Club in Creston, the First Street Grill in Keosauqua, JB's Bar and Grill in Marcus, Roscoe's in Norwalk, Sam's Sodas and Sandwiches in Carroll, the Ritz in Arnold's Park, and Zombie Burger in Des Moines.
This is the fourth year for the Best Burger Contest, and Groom says it's grown bigger each year.
For example, this year we got over 6,300 nominations, and that named 349 different Iowa restaurants across the state. And that's increased quite a bit. It's increased by about a third from last year in terms of the number of nominations that came in.
The 10 restaurants will now be visited by a secret panel of judges who will evaluate those hamburgers.
And it will be scored based on taste, of course, as well as presentation, and then also are they serving it at the proper temperature, because we know that safety is an important factor in all food preparation. We'll get that information back from them, kind of put that all together, and we'll be naming our Best Burger winner on May 2nd.
Previous restaurants that have won the contest include the Coon Bowl in Coon Rapids, which was last year, the Rusty Duck in Dexter won the award in 2011, and the Sac County Cattle Company in Sac City won the award back in 2010. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the nation's highest court will hear arguments today on California's voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage. It's the Supreme Court's first examination of gay rights in 10 years. People have been waiting in line since Thursday of last week for coveted seats to witness the argument over California's Proposition 8. Former American exchange student Amanda Knox says the decision by Italy's highest court to overturn her acquittal and order a new murder trial is painful, but she says she's confident she'll be exonerated. Knox and her Italian former boyfriend had served prison time for the murder of Knox's roommate in 2007, but the conviction was overturned in 2011 and she returned to the U.S. American and foreign officials say the U.S. has been training Syrians in Jordan to battle President Bashar Assad's regime. They say the training has been going on for months now, and those being trained are considered moderate Syrians who are not members of the leading anti-government rebel group, the Free Syrian Army. A coroner in Pennsylvania says there were no signs of drugs or alcohol found in the body of a bus driver involved in a crash that killed a pregnant college lacrosse coach. The bus was carrying 23 players and coaches with the Seton Hall University women's lacrosse team when it crashed on the Pennsylvania Turnpike on the way to a game. The accident killed a 30-year-old coach and the bus driver. And the FBI is investigating the death of a woman on board a Royal Caribbean cruise ship. Royal Caribbean says its Enchantment of the Seas returned to Baltimore yesterday after a passenger reported that a 62-year-old wife was found dead in their stateroom on Sunday. The company says contacting the FBI and local police is part of its standard procedures. News time is 8:10.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And the funeral announcements, Gaylord McCall, age 70 of Orient, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Gaylord McCall will be held today at 10:30 at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Robert Brook, age 71 of Audubon, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Robert Brook will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Vera Evans, age 97 of Shenandoah and formerly of Carson, has died. Services for Vera Evans will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Sam Weigel, age 66 of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Sam Weigel will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Carol Haida, age 90 of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Carol Haida will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Crystal Posh, age 84 of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Crystal Posh are pending, tentatively set at 10:30 a.m. Friday at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Gerd Schreiber, age 73 of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Adair County Hospital. No services are planned for Gerd Schreiber, but a gathering of remembrance will be held on Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the home of Todd and Melody Olson. A Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of arrangements. Alice Conrad, age 58 of Harlan, died Saturday. No services are planned for Alice Conrad. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. And James Goodwin, age 70 of Coon Rapids, died Monday at his home. Services for James Goodwin are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. That's a check of our news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.